And we're joined again here in the studio by NPR's Mara Liasson. And Mara, you and I were looking at some projections, some voting reports coming out of key House races that we were following, Indiana and Kentucky. These are partial returns.
Returns are not projections. They're actual votes. That's what's good about them.
And these are places where polls have closed.
Polls have closed in Indiana and Kentucky. And earlier this evening, we said that those would be bellwethers because polls close early and we could see something. Okay, let's see what we're seeing. Anybody who has a television set can see this on the bottom of their screen.
Or so at NPR.org,
our website. Go there right now and turn off your TV set. However, let's take a look at Indiana. Okay, District 2. That's Chris Ciccola, who's the incumbent Republican. Joe Donnelly is his Democratic challenger. 139 of 528 precincts reporting. Somebody else can tell me what the percentage is. But right now, the Democrat is leading with 59% of the vote to 40% of the vote for the Republican incumbent. Now, we're not projecting anything, but that is a sign of some kind of Democratic
And that's with about a quarter of the precincts
reporting. Oh, good. Okay,
something
you do the
like
math.
That.
I'll tell you what's on the screen. That's the easy part. Okay, the 8th District, which is where John Hostetler is the Republican incumbent. Brad Ellsworth is the Democratic challenger. Ellsworth with 213 of 633 precincts. Even I could say that's about a third. The Democrat has 61% of the vote. The Republican has 38%. This is a very interesting race. John Hostetler is an, you might call, odd incumbent. He refuses to hire consultants. He refuses to hire pollsters or do fundraising. His operation, I think, is run by his family. Brad Ellsworth is a very attractive, charismatic sheriff who signed Grover Norquist's No New Taxes pledge. That's something that hardly any Democrats ever do, but a lot of Republicans do. So he ran as a conservative. He's way ahead now.
And in the third race, Barron Hill, the Democrat against Mike Sodrel, very, very close at this point. It doesn't look like either has pulled dramatically ahead and not as many precincts reporting. Mara, thanks very much. That's NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson.